This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Man, I hate when I forget stuff. Happy Juneteenth, white people. Happy Juneteenth. You know what that is. You should be celebrating this. That was the time. It took all that time, Juneteenth, for emancipation to finally reach down to Texas. And it's been a Texas celebration for many years, but now it's a national celebration. It wasn't celebrated at all under Barack Obama. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, they didn't celebrate Juneteenth under Barack insane Obama because, well, he's black and so what? You know, black folks got freed then. That wasn't a Democrat thing. That was a Republican thing. Are you seeing the number of blacks that are coming out talking about what they've learned about the Republican Party? That they are dismissing the Democrats. It is, get on your Twitter feed. I talk about this all the time. These are your signs, people. Here's your sign. Who's that comedian? Bill Engvall. Here's your sign. Well, here's your sign. Black folks, man, getting understanding what's going on about history now. I was going to say, I was going to get it out eventually. Getting it. Democrats want to make Juneteenth a national holiday. Too bad Juneteenth is not during Black History Month, right? Wouldn't that be more fitting? They want to make it a national holiday. Why not make it a national holiday after, I don't know, George Floyd or Michael Brown Jr. or somebody like that? One of these black thugs got himself killed by a cop. Wouldn't that be fitting? Juneteenth. Forgot to tell you guys to celebrate that over the weekend. Dang it. My bad. Sorry, white people. Next year. What else we got? Happy Father's Day. Oh, and happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. That's right. The longest day of the year. Father's Day, June 21st this year. And the summer solstice happens to be my birthday. It's such a glorious day, June 21st. It's so many things. Again, the longest day of sunlight in the year, in the calendar year. Yes. That's what I feel like. I was born on the longest day. You could say, well, Kevin, you made it really difficult for your mom. Because, you know, yeah, she had to deal with me a long time that day. Nope. I was a breath of fresh air. So happy birthday to me. It was my birthday and Father's Day on the same day. Don't try that at home because it gets you one present. You don't want to do that. One present. It is a double whammy. I got more than one present. I'm just messing with you. And for those of you, by the way, thank you. Thank you, producers. They're telling me happy birthday in my ear. Yeah, they got to say it, though. They're on the payroll. Yeah, underpaid. But still, hey, every little bit helps, doesn't it? Doesn't it? If you're going to miss a meal, it's like my cousin used to say when you're asking for a sip. And he'd get a Coke, and he'd want a sip of it. And he'd go, I go, man, it's just a sip. He says, yeah, until you get to the bottom. That was a double meaning, because you get to the bottom, it's mostly spit. But what he was saying was, till I'm running low, then that sip is something I want back. Hey, he's so stingy. That's all right, Joe. I still love you, bro. I still love you. What do we got to talk about today, man? Happy Father's Day, happy birthday, happy Juneteenth. It was an amazing weekend. That's right. Especially what in the land of Chaz Chop? Chaz Chop, or is it Chop Chaz, or is it just Chop? Have you seen the videos of the lawlessness going on in Seattle where they set up this war zone? Whoa! People getting killed up in there? Killed. Wow, we'll talk about that. Y'all want to talk about that? Oh, by the way, we had a Trump rally the day after Juneteenth. I would say to you folks that it was a celebration of a day of early celebration of my birthday that the president put on in Tulsa. And now, why did he not choose where I live? Well, you know, we worked it out. Tulsa was where we were able to have it. No, it was not a celebration of my birthday. My cousin Jerry was born on the 20th. He passed away of leukemia years ago, so maybe it was a celebration of Jerry's birthday. I still said Donald Trump should have had that rally on Juneteenth. should have had it Friday, Juneteenth. Made it a celebration of the freeing of slaves by Republicans and the word getting down to the South. Y'all heard what old Joe Biden said about it. Joe Biden didn't even know what Juneteenth was. Juneteenth, it was a day that, it was a massacre that happened in Tulsa, Black Wall Street. And people are like, what? God knows no history. Claims he helps black people. You would think he would have lectured on this in the black sections of his town. You know, when he was going to talk to black men about, it's okay to wear a condom. It's not unmanly to wear a condom. And he was telling black women, you can say no. Did he say that to Tara Reid? Joey Fingers? Did he say that to, I don't think he did. Oh man, we got so much to talk about. My battery gets recharged over the weekend. I'm not kidding you. I hate to put it this way. If I had to rate the shows, if I had to, if you put a gun to my head, in the land of Chaz and Chop, I would say Monday is a pretty good show. They're all good. The feedback we're getting from the shows these days is amazing. Thank you all very much. I appreciate that. If you really mean it, share it. Don't hoard it for yourself. Let everybody know about the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Go listen. I mean, you listen and you tell two or three people. Do it once or twice a week. Act like it's my birthday, like once a month. Just once a month. Okay, something like that. Yeah, ooh, lots to talk about. What'd you do over the weekend? What did you do over the weekend? I'm just curious. Still limited sports for me. I watched golf. I don't like watching sports without fans. I don't. The golf tournament I watched, what was it, the HBC? I don't know which one it was. It didn't really matter. They said, we got six of the top players in the world. And there's nobody watching. It was like watching a college tournament. Guys were sinking putts, and it was funny. They have so much muscle memory. These golfers would sink a putt, and they raised their hands like, thank you. And there's nobody there. It was sad. It was like I wanted to see one of those the Humane Society Arms of an Angel commercials, because it was sad that the pros would raise their hand and go, in the arms of an angel. They just looked so sad after it was like, sorry. And it was more than one. They would catch themselves like, it reminds me of the time this dude, he got knocked out on his feet. And he was a champ. And he was so used to getting his hand raised, the dude hit him with a roundhouse. Pop! I mean, just popped him good. And it knocked him out on his feet. And he was stumbling, but he raised his hand like he was getting raised by the champ. Like he was champ. Oh, man. We got a lot to talk about what you did over the weekend. Did you watch any sports? I hope not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What you do over the weekend? That's what I ask you. By the way, as I said earlier, happy Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day to you amazing conservative men out there. Happy Father's Day to those of you who are raising your children by yourselves. Happy Father's Day to those of you who have split custody. Happy Father's Day to those of you who have kept your families together. Happy freaking Father's Day. I'm sorry it's a little late, but here's the thing about me and my respect for you fathers, you conservative dads. I appreciate you every day. You are the only reason why we don't have mass anarchy in this country, because we have enough of our kids pushing back. Yep. It's my birthday too. I've watched golf. I will not watch the NFL. I will never watch another NFL game. The quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals said he's kneeling and he didn't give a bleep what anybody thinks. Young, white, half white looking black dude. He's a mulatto, unquestionably. Probably raised around more white people than black people. Most of these, I'm being honest with you, a lot of these kids, they're silver spoon kids. Kaepernick was a silver spoon kid. Had one and planted up his butt that he traded in for a burr. Silver Spoon Kids. Anyway, he says he doesn't care what anybody thinks. If you watch football now, let me tell you, you're part of the problem. If you give them ratings, you're part of the problem. They need to be hit in the pocketbook. That's what they need. I don't know if you've noticed, there's been a proliferation of this whole Black Lives Matter and the white apologists that are out there. I watched a video. I didn't see the show, but I watched a video of a white woman. These white apologists, by the way, they're dominating the news cycle. And this one white woman said, she says, we are a-holes. And here's what she teaches. She teaches, well, I forget what they call the class, but she's a white apologist. She's apologizing for being born white. And she says, if you're white, by definition, you are an a-hole. Wow. It's funny, because I haven't met the white a-holes, so I guess they're pretty much on the left, because I don't hang around too many leftists. But all of the white people, most, not all, most of the white people that I meet that are conservatives, you are far from being a-holes. I would not apologize for anything. Speaking of that, we got a video coming up that is going to knock your socks off. And it essentially says, you have no reason, if you are a Republican or conservative that supports Donald Trump, you have zero reason to apologize. Don't even think about apologizing. Yeah. So I asked you what you did over the weekend. My question to you was really for your health. I was concerned about you. And normally, I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about the white people that listen to my audience, because you live a pretty decent life. I don't have to be that concerned. I know that you're probably going to be okay. But from time to time, I do. I get a little bit leery. I say, well, let me check on my white people, because some of you do, you know, you are the people that get out of the safari wagon to take pictures of lions. So I got to check up on you from time to time. Right. So, I wanted to ask you if you were shot. Did you get shot over the weekend? Or are you like me and you live in the burbs? See, I live in the burbs. I live on the outskirts of Phoenix. Not that Phoenix has a Black Lives Matter problem, a racist problem, but it probably does, because it's obviously occupied by a lot of Democrats, and we've got a Democrat mayor. But I stay in the burbs, where people pretty much there. I haven't seen a Black Lives Matter sign where I live ever. Ever. Not a bumper sticker. Nothing. I saw a car on the freeway. It was a Prius. And it had a, not Black Lives Matter, but something about white guilt. And it was a Prius speeding. Yeah, speeding. But that's as close as I've gotten. I couldn't be happier. When I see black folks in my neighborhood, I pretty much know they're conservative. When I'm out at Lowe's and I got to do a honeydew or something, and I see a brother, we acknowledge one another, not as brothers, but as conservatives. We know why we escaped. Oh, Lord, we do. We're like, dude, you in the burbs, I get it. We don't even have to say anything. We look at each other and go, yep. Oh, man. Versus living in these urban indoctrination centers known as a hellhole, a.k.a. a city. So here's an update from a correspondent, a girl who's reporting about a death that occurred in the land of Chaz.
Okay. So, with that being said, y'all, the gentleman that got shot did pass. For those of you that are unaware, he is gone. He's no longer with us. They're still trying. Does anybody actually have the gentleman's name? Do we know his name? Okay. Do we know the name? Okay. We're still trying to find out the name. I was just informed that it's two people that died tonight. Two people that were shot, one person that died. We're still trying to find out the names of the victims.
So apparently, Chaz Chop has its own reporters. Welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson. I certainly feel bad that somebody died in the land of Chaz, and they died from a gunshot wound. Two people got shot, one of whom died. Now, I know the number's higher than that. I also know this story came up over the wire over the weekend, that a rapist tried to rape a deaf woman, dragged her into a tent that was set up in Chaz, and somehow, I don't know whether she escaped, but he got chased out of the land of Chaz, and he went back into the U.S., and the Seattle police got him and put him in jail, probably just temporarily, just to get him a hot meal or something. But yeah. Have you seen video of this place they call Chaz or Chop? Oh, my gosh. Folks, trust me when I tell you that there are people watching these videos, moderates, who are losing their minds. They are going, this is insane. The same way you think about it, it is insane. Yeah, she says, does anybody know his name? Nope, not yet. We don't have investigators on the scene just yet. Man, so in this video, there's a guy, he's been knocked out on the side of the road. An SUV pulls up, a guy is robbing him. Somebody gets out of the SUV, robs the robber. If I'm lying, I'm dying. You got to see these videos. It looks like a Hollywood crazy scene. This is what the leftists have created. They have people scared to death. And you know what? I don't know who's going to investigate this crime. Seattle police they're too chicken. They're not going to investigate this crime. What do you think's happening in the land of Chaz Chop? Man, it's a free-for-all. Criminals are ascending on that place. You can bet there are shot callers going, dude, this is easy pickings. Short break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When it comes to the police reform bills in the Democratic-led House and Republican-led Senate, they're seemingly miles apart in agreement on things. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News some changes really do need to be made.
They also would like to see some standards in training. So you've got 50 different police academies with 50 different sets of training. Every state has one. So there should be some standardization.
White House advisor Kevin Hassett will leave the White House this summer after returning to the Trump administration in March to help the president deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus crisis. And Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York Chuck Schumer is calling on the Justice Department Inspector General to examine the firing of a Southern District of New York attorney. You're listening to USA Radio News. Over the weekend, the world saw the largest increase yet in coronavirus cases, according to the World Health Organization. By late Sunday, the WHO tallied more than 183,000 new cases across the world. Now, in the United States, there were just over 36,000 new cases. Regarding those cases, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox Business the administration is on top of things.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hot spots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak.
The green flag set to drop just after 3 o'clock Eastern time at the Talladega Super Speedway. The NASCAR race on Sunday was rained out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No, Mama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left has gotten so bad that vegan, avocado toast eaten, lesbians have left the left.
From 2020.
You come here so I can give you the truth, right? Right? Well, I'm going to give you the truth. One of those girls looked very butch. The white chick. The black chick, she was fine. She was hot. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. She was cute. She was the kind of girl that will fool a brother into thinking he's got a shot. And she's a total lesbian, which is cool. She's a vegan, what she call herself, a vegan avocado toast eating lesbian who is going to vote for Trump. Two of them, her and her girlfriend. Go, girl. You go with your little fine self. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Take your pick. Broadcast 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and on the weekends in some markets. And, of course, you can get the podcast anytime you want. I gave you that little clip because I want you to understand that that girl is explaining it to you. Do you think that she and her lesbian lover live in a, or whatever they call themselves, partner, do you think that they live in a bubble? Do you think that they, she is telling the world, she's telling all of Lesbia, okay, that we're for Trump. We're for Trump. We're for law and order. We're for, don't let it fool you. Don't think all vegans, I mean, they're strange. I ain't gonna lie. They're strange. They're a little strange. I still accept them. I don't care. Kevin, I'm a vegan. I can't believe you're eating, you know, that meat or whatever. Hey. You eat what you eat, I'll eat what I eat. Let's just leave it at that. Okay? Let's not take it down that dark path either. I know what some of y'all are thinking. But anyway, yeah. Lesbians for Donald Trump. And here's why. Because they're tired of being under attack by the real attacker. See, I'm going to explain something to all of the people out there that want to, oh, Kevin, you know, I do feel sorry for blacks and with the police. No, because there's a bunch of conservatives out there. You got your bleeding hearts. You think you're doing the right thing. You're not. And let me explain why. Because if you were to get into the midst of black folks right now, they would kick your butt. They don't care if you're LGBT. They don't care if you are a white sympathizer or white enabler. You profess your guilt. You kiss their shoes. You virtue signal all you want. It doesn't matter what you do. They will kick your butt. It is not about what you think it is. You must enslave yourself to them. The level of debasement they want to put you through, there is no it has no bottom. I told you guys a story the other day of a black guy gets out of jail, hooks up with some young white girl. He's 23, she's 20. They meet, says, hey, come on up to the top of my building. Gets her up there, rapes her, and beats this girl to within an inch of her life. The sheriff's officer said, haven't seen anything like that ever. He hadn't. You know what the guy said? She deserved it. Years of slavery of my people, blah, blah, blah. If you think you're safe because you profess your leftism or you appear woke or whatever, or you're going to jump on the side, you are absolutely out of your mind. It's like that young girl who went to go prove in the Middle East that she could go over there and they would accept her because she was all accepting of Islam, and she became a sex slave until they got tired of her and they killed her. I'm telling you what your future holds if you give in to this nonsense. You can disregard me all you want. There's no end in sight. Shootings surged in over the week in New York. 28 incidents with 38 victims reported, and that was since Monday of last week. The NYPD disbanded their plainclothes anti-crime unit. That was on Friday. By comparison, the same week last year, there were only 12 shootings for the entire week. So there were 28. It's more than doubled in a week since they decided they were going to do something with the cops. Let me say something real quick. Bleeding Blue. I think we're going to do July the 4th as the day that we debut Bleeding Blue. July the 4th. And we are pushing for this. So I will get back with you guys and let you know for sure that that's going to be the day. But I'm pretty sure it will, because it coincides with the blue flu of the New York City Police Department, one of the largest police departments in the country. And I told you guys, I said, I hope that a police department actually it advertises when they're going to be sick, so the city can see what it's like without police. It looks like July the 4th may be that. Now, you may say, Kevin, that's a horrible thing to do to the citizens of New York, yada, yada, yada. The citizens of New York voted for de Blasio. Yeah, Kevin, that's a horrible thing to do for the people who didn't vote for de Blasio. Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to let the lessons get learned by the other side. And I believe the people that didn't vote for de Blasio, they get it. They know. You know what? Let's go to our vacation home in the Hamptons. Let's go to a neighboring state. Let's let July 4th be for who it's for. Let's let the doorman handle keeping people out of our buildings or whatever else. Shooting surged in New York. In the most recent reported shooting, they said a 27-year-old man. By the way, before I get into that, I feel like the guy, Larry the Cable Guy, he always said, let me play a little song here. Yeah, we're going to do that. Hey, excuse me. By the way, and he never gets to play the song. That's what I feel like when I interrupted myself. Anyway, before I get into that, I want to say that, what was I going to say? I completely forgot, so forget it. Anyway, I know what I was going to say. That the reporting of these numbers wasn't even a final tally. That you could probably add three or four more deaths on there by the time we got this report, because it was early, and because I was curious, I started, you know, we started doing research for this week, and I said, give me the numbers. I want to know the numbers. And here's what I'll tell you: in almost every major city, crime increased. Shocker, isn't it? Shocker. 27-year-old man died of multiple gun wounds to his torso, face, and legs. 17-year-old boy who was also shot there is in stable condition. This is what politicians wanted. No bail, nobody in Rikers, cops not arresting anyone, one angry law enforcement source said Friday. Let me tell you, it is not going to be angry law enforcement people that are complaining the most here in the next few days. Certainly in the next few weeks. You know who it's going to be? It's going to be constituents. And they're not going to blame the cops, because they're going to say, I don't want to do that job. If you're going to talk smack about me and I can get arrested for doing my job, forget about it. And let me tell you, don't be fooled. Everybody knows that. Everybody, the people that are talking bad about cops, I promise you, they're going to be saying, where the cops. It is a special person to run into harm's way. Special person. I know it because I know those people, and I happen to be one. It is a special person who has a servant's heart who says, stand back. I got you. Get behind me. Special person. So teach him a lesson. Sorry, if you got to be a part of learning, shame on you. Move to the burbs. That's what I did. If they got black lives, as soon as you see a Black Lives Matter sign in a yard, move. Get out. Because people should be revolting when they see that racist sign. He said, all things equal, people walking around on the street with guns and shooting each other. They're going to blame the guns. They're going to try to blame the guns. The shooting spree includes at least 5 murders. Folks, this is The Purge. This is that Hollywood movie, The Purge, playing itself out right before your eyes. One murder happened. It said Monday at 10 p.m. Franklin Avenue in the Bronx, where a 34-year-old man was fatally shot in the back and the hip. Second shooting victim at that scene was hospitalized. De Blasio said cops should stay in schools and protect kids, in contrast to his police commissioner. Yeah, stay there. Protect those kids. They don't want to arm the teachers. They don't want to have the armed security, but they want cops to go protect the kids. And here's what they're doing. Let me tell you what de Blasio is doing. He wants it to where if the cops don't protect the kids, then that's a problem. You already know the Atlanta cops walked off. Other LAPD cops are walking off. Good. Good. Let leftists, I told you guys, you can't teach a leftist a lesson unless it impacts them. Let it impact them. Remember the Seattle mayor sympathizing, or maybe it was Portland, one of them, sympathizing with these rioters until they looted her house. Then she called them criminals. They became terrorists. She called them terrorists after that. But when they were looting other people's stuff, she didn't call them terrorists. She didn't think of them that way. They said there was another slang. A Bronx DJ, well-liked Queens-based DJ, Jomo Glasgow, 35, fatally shot in his torso in front of a house party. Wow. The dying victim had managed to drag himself around the block before collapsing. They disbanded the anti-crime unit, and what do they got? More crime.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. Kevin Jackson, far be it from me to correct you, sir, but I'm looking right on this here Wikipedia, and it says Meghan Markle is the Duchess of Succubus. Carry on.
I love that call. I would call her the Duchess of Skank, but I don't know her. She said some stupid stuff, Meghan Markle, but yeah, the Duchess of Succubus. Is that what you call her? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Busy weekend for me. Busy week coming up. Lots of things going on. I'm actually checking out a new studio. I've got a fundraiser to go to, and hopefully I'll see a few of my fans. My friends. I don't think of you as fans, but I hope I will. But there was some big news over the weekend. Yep, because leftists never take a break from stupidity. And while some of these leftists were tearing down statues of George Washington and Catholic priests and Ulysses S. Grant and others, other leftists targeted American icons. Glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. And I like giving you news that you can take. You think about it a little bit and you go, man, Kevin, that was deep. It was. It is deep. Indeed it was. And this topic today is going to be deep because we took out a couple of black icons. I know you know who I'm talking about. The makers of Aunt Jemima syrup and Uncle Ben's rice were attacked, folks. They were attacked. They might as well have been in the land of Chaz and gotten their butts kicked with no police because they were attacked. Who knew, folks, that after all these years, that using black people as icons to advertise your products is racist? Yeah, the idea is counterintuitive if you ask this black man, because I'm thinking, if I see Aunt Jemima on a box, I'm like, look at that beautiful black woman right there. Oh, Kevin, she looks like she ready to cook somebody some food, or she going to pick up, you know, take care of somebody's baby. I don't know nothing about burping no babies. Gone with the wind. That's where Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima are. I dare you to go do some research on those two people. I'm not even going to tell you what they are, because I want you to do your own homework. When you find out what you need to know about Uncle Ben and his legacy, when you go find out what you need to know about Aunt Jemima and her legacy, you're going to find out just how stupid these silly Negroes and these leftist white enablers are that want to get rid of that history. Yep. Essentially, two black iconic figures, folks, that have been in the homes of white people for decades. And not serving white people, but as metaphorical members of the family. I mean, you want to talk about furthering race relations? I give you Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima. If you were what age do you have to be to remember these two? I don't know if kids today pay that much attention because they got so many other distractions. When I came from, you know, a time when there were 2.5 TV channels. We had a, a party line phone. We didn't have cable. I remember when we got cable, I thought it was like God had come down and gotten inside of the TV. It was amazing when we got cable. Multiple channels that were clear, brought to us by a satellite dish. So what, I had to go crank it every now and then. Who cares? Man. Family members, a lot of white folks, a lot of white people. Man, you go, don't forget to get some Aunt Jemima. Boy. Were these two black folks just as black during the Obama era? Just curious. Why suddenly must we rid the country of this racism when Obama had 8 years to do it? If Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben were so much on the radar screen, why didn't Obama get rid of them? We're gonna get rid of these racists. Preparing breakfast for people. Enough of that. And rice. That's just going too far. And all this talk of food, when I was looking at this story, made me go, who's next? Who else are they going to go for? The brother on the cream of wheat box? Did you even know? I mean, you probably did. I love cream of wheat. Still do. If they change it, if they get rid of the black man, I'm not going to eat any more cream of wheat. And I don't eat enough for it to make a dent. But I love me some delicious hominy. I really do. I don't know what it's got to do with wheat. Is wheat hominy? Is hominy considered wheat? I don't know. I don't know the name. Does that dude have a name, the black dude on a cream of wheat box? He's on the chopping block. You know he is. Three iconic blacks, folks, that are going to be gone, all in the name of social justice. Too bad. Too bad they were not unarmed blacks killed by police. And then they might have got to keep their jobs. Not that they would need to keep their jobs, because they would get paid. They would have hit the lotto if they got killed by police. But why not? Why not put Michael Brown Jr. on the box of Aunt Jemima bottle or whatever you call it. Michael Brown, Justin's bottle. What do these people want from you? I don't know. What about Mrs. Butterworth? It's been a while, but I thought Mrs. Butterworth sounded British. She's described as matronly. And have you seen the bottle? She's kind of chunky. You know, you wouldn't want to see Mrs. Butterworth in a swimsuit. Maybe if you're 70. You know, I couldn't find out much about her, but I remember her sounding British, like, oh, Mrs. Butterworth. Or maybe it was just she sounded proper. Here's what I do know. Mrs. Butterworth, she came in a brown bottle, so, you know, she might have been trying to pull a Rachel Dolezal for all I know, but she didn't talk hood. Mrs. Butterworth didn't go, now listen, y'all, you got some pancakes over there. You put some of my syrup on there. You're going to love it. You're just going to love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. You're going to love your back. Yeah, it's from Mrs. Butterworth. And she didn't say Worth. She said Butterworth. Worth. She didn't say Worth. Like, hey, y'all, this is Miss Butterworth. Glad y'all came to the church. And I just want you to know we're going to be a little gathering after the church. And then we're going to get a little cookies and eat some stuff. And then we're going to baptize the dog. No, there's none of that. Just, she sounded like a regular person to me. But, you know. Was she even married? Is she a Mrs.? Do we really know if she's a Mrs.? Is she just a baby mama? Pulling the Dolezal. And I was thinking about it. I said, Count Chocula. Come on. Come on. Count Chocula. You remember there was the strawberry? I don't even remember the other dude. It was like, we have something berry and Count Chocula. Why not just call Count Chocula Blackula? That's who he is. And make his cereal little bloody, you know, teeth, you know, like white and with red at the bottom of it. Just call it, because then it would be strawberry. It could have to do with chocolate. I guess that's why. I just was thinking about all of them. I was thinking about all these iconic things. What are they going to get rid of? Oreos? Because, you know, you got the two blacks protecting that little white center. You know, and a lot of people just lick the white off and then toss the blacks. You know how those races eat. You can tell if a racist is eating an Oreo. Yep. Placements. You need replacements for them. People that are going to shout, no justice, no peace. Miss Thang syrup. That's what I was thinking about the other day. I said, we should just have a syrup and call it Miss Thang. And the logo could be some sister twerking while she's holding her baby. And the surf should come with a soundtrack. You know, you flip up the label and some rap song comes on. It's talking about B's and H's. Witches and you know, cleaning it up for you. I'm just saying, if you're gonna do all this destruction of stuff, go for it. Because here's what my thing is. My thinking is at some point, I think it's beginning to happen. Democrats are going to keep destroying these icons, keep, you know, oh, this is an insult, having a old black lady, you know, being on a thing of syrup. And pretty soon they're going to go, what happened to all the black people? Who's left? It's going to be Barack Obama and MLK, right? Barack Obama's statues are coming down. Don't sweat it. His statues are coming down. Nobody, there'll be a day, I'm telling you right now, people, Kev, man, people love Obama. There'll come a day where people will go, I always knew that there was something wrong with him. I mean, he just presented himself too well. He tried to be too Mr. Perfect, you know, whatever. I knew it. Did you vote for him? No, of course not. No. Well, okay, I'll be honest. I did the first time, but I didn't the second time. Yeah, I knew what was going on then. Let me tell you, I only did it the first time because I felt like it was one of those things where we had to just be a part of history. But outside of that, I would not have supported him. I just want you to be very clear. I want to be very clear about this. I would not have supported him. Maybe Uncle Ben will get replaced by some gangbanger or some young rapper, and they can depict him eating his rice as a cop has his knee on his neck and he's like, I can't breathe and eat my rice at the same time, brother.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.